From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id. Here is the news, read by Putri. First, the headlines. Indonesia presents telecommunication technology innovations in Expo 2020 Dubai. And China provides tourism courses for 200 vocational school teachers in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Indonesia showcases innovations in telecommunication technology during the commemoration of Indonesia National Day at Expo 2020 Dubai to introduce the country's excellence in telecommunication technology. Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi said in Dubai on Sunday, November 7th, that as one of the companies entrusted to represent the Indonesian delegation to Expo 2020 Dubai, Telkomsel presents innovations in telecommunication technology and optimizes its role as a digital ecosystem to able to support the commemoration of Indonesia National Day. President Director of Telkomsel, Henry Mulya Syam, said his side is committed to making Indonesia the most promising country in terms of trade, investment, and tourism by presenting digital innovations and solutions in the use of Telkomsel's most advanced technology. At least 200 vocational high school teachers from 30 provinces across Indonesia received an online short training on tourism from the Chinese government. According to the Education and Culture Attaché at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Yaya Sutaria, the training was provided following the reopening of Bali Tourism for Foreign Tourists in October this year. Yaya Sutaria said on Sunday, November 7, that this program is a part of the vocational education cooperation between Indonesia and China. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, China was the largest contributor to foreign tourists to Indonesia, especially to Bali, with an average visit rate of 2.5 million people per year. Over the last 3 months, the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing has held various online short training programs in collaboration with the China Language and Learning Cooperation, or CLEC, of the Chinese Ministry of Education and the ASEAN China Center, ACC. Previously, 81 high-achieving primary and secondary school principals in Indonesia received leadership training. In the training, which was attended by 135 principals, the participants were provided with materials on how to innovate and design superior programs. Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Angela Tanu Sudipyo, expressed admiration for the Rumah Atsiri concept in Tawangmangu, Central Java, as one of the hot tourism destinations in Indonesia. Rumah Atsiri is a hot tourism spot that processes aromatic plants to be converted into essential oils. Its area offers the meetings, incentives, conferencing, and exhibitions or MICE facility, boutiques, attractions, essential plant gardens, laboratory, production house, training center, restaurants, shops, glamorous camping or glamping ground, and museum. Tourists can learn the journey of essential oil discovery and its distribution process worldwide, including Indonesia. The Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association, or HIPMI, of Central Sulawesi has made Robusta coffee and coconut its mainstay products, marketed when accompanying President Joko Widodo and Investment Minister Bahlil Lahadalia's visits to the Expo 2020 Dubai event. This was said by head of the HIPMI Central Sulawesi, Nadir Bajamal, from the Dubai Expo 2020 in the United Arab Emirates on Sunday, November 7th. He also explained to Egyptian investors that the availability of coffee and coconut commodities owned by Central Sulawesi is able to serve not only the national demand, but also large export demand. Even the potential of Central Sulawesi has advantages not only in terms of coffee and coconut commodities, but also in the tourism sector, which is considered to be able to compete and to attract foreign tourists. Nadir emphasized that both aspects became his focus when introducing the potential of Central Sulawesi to the investment sector leaders from various countries who attended the expo in Dubai. Nature and climate are interlinking, and both people in the surrounding are facing the real impact of rising temperature. If the temperature reaches 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial level, 70% of coral reefs will be gone. The natural world absorbs the carbon emission and can work as the first line of defense against climate change. Therefore, the United Kingdom government provides £65 million to support rural transition programs. This was affirmed by President of the UNFCCC, Ayok Sharma, during a COP26 press conference in Glasgow on Saturday, November 6th.
And as has been announced today, the UK will provide £500 million to protect over 5 million hectares of tropical rainforests and create thousands of green jobs across Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The UK is also launching a £65 million Just Rural Transition Support Programme to help communities move towards more sustainable methods of agriculture and food production.
Alok Sharma added that the Glasgow leaders' declaration of forest and land use has now been endorsed by 134 countries, covering 91% of global forests. The negotiations on action of climate impairment, gender, agriculture, research and systematic observation, LDC matters, and the National Adaptation Plan have been closed. Another negotiation will be closed as soon as possible. Australia began administering booster shot of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine on Monday, November 8, as millions in its largest city, Sydney. Sydney and Melbourne, its largest cities and worst hit by the Delta wave, have been racing through their inoculations before gradually relaxing restrictions. Life will return close to normal on Monday in New South Wales, home to Sydney, as the state nears its 90% dual dose vaccinations in people above 16. There will be no limit on the number of fully vaccinated guests at homes, while restaurants and entertainment venues can allow more patrons. The United States reopens its land and air borders on Monday, November 8, to foreign visitors fully vaccinated against COVID-19, ending 20 months of restrictions on travel from around the globe that separated families, hobbled tourism, and strained diplomatic ties. The United States from Monday will require air passengers to be fully vaccinated and be tested within 3 days before travel. Airlines will be required to put in place a contact tracing system. Starting Monday, vaccines will be required for non-essential trips, such as family visits or tourism, although unvaccinated travelers will still be allowed in the country for essential trips, as they have been for the last year and a half. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Commission 1 of the Indonesia House of Representatives in charge of Defense and Foreign Affairs approved the nomination of Army Chief of Staff General Andika Perkasa as Commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces or TNI, replacing Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, who gets retired from his duty on November 8, 2021. The approval was given by all factions in the Commission 1 in an internal meeting following a fit and proper test last Saturday, November 6th. The meeting also approved the honorable discharge of Marshal Hadi Cahyanto as commander of the military and gave appreciation for his dedication. The results of the Internal Commission 1 meeting were then brought to a plenary meeting on Monday, November 8, for approval from the Indonesian House of Representatives. General Andika Perkasa is the sole candidate for the TNI commander who was proposed by President Joko Widodo to the House some time ago. The vision he carried as a candidate for TNI commander was TNI is us. General Andika wants the Indonesian Armed Forces or TNI to be seen as part of the Indonesian and international community. Under his leadership later, the TNI will focus on several matters related to war military operations and military operations other than war. According to General Andika Perkasa, the first and most important thing is to restore the TNI's duties according to the law and not take on the duties of other ministries or institutions. General Andika Perkasa will also increase security for land, sea, and air borders, including increasing TNI preparedness in various fields such as cyber operations and intelligence synergy, especially in conflict areas. Other programs are to combine the operations of the three dimensions within the TNI, which is land, sea, and air, to organize and integrate the organization and the role of military diplomacy within the framework of Indonesia's foreign policy. General Andika Perkasa will only serve as commander of the TNI for 1 year because he will get retired in 2022. Hopefully, in a fairly short time, General Andika Perkasa can realize his work programs as the new commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces or TNI. And that's commentary. Today in history, we start with the event of November 8, 1939, Adolf Hitler escaped from an assassination attempt in Munich. In November 1939, Hitler always attended a regular meeting in the Beer Post Hall. A carpenter named George Elser successfully passed the inspection and entered the hall without any difficulty in putting a bomb. Elser decided to kill Hitler by placing a time bomb on the back pole of the podium where Hitler gave a speech in Munich Beer Post Hall on November 8, 1939. But unexpectedly, Hitler, who usually gave long speeches at that time, only made a shorter speech than his previous speeches, and this assassination attempt failed due to Hitler's speech ended 8 minutes earlier than the scheduled time. November 8, 1949, World Urban Planning Day was established. The International Organization for World Urban Planning Day was founded on November 8, 1949 by the late Professor Carlos Maria della Paulada from the University of Buenos Aires. The date was later stipulated as World City Planning Day or commonly referred to as World Town Planning Day, which is a form of special revival world. Until now, 30 countries commemorate World Town Planning Day. Commemoration of Special Planning Day aims to increase public and professional awareness and appreciation of special planning efforts, both locally and globally. We end with the event of November 8, 2002, United Nations Security Council released Resolution 1441. This resolution offered Saddam Hussein's Iraq leader a last chance to compile the demands for disarmament, and it was set out in several previous resolutions. United Nations Security Council unanimously released Resolution 1441 from the 15-member council. Russia, China, France, and Arab countries such as Syria supported the Resolution 1441. The support was broader than support for the Gulf War Resolution 1990. Ambassador, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku kemana kamu harus tahu, dengan siapa kamu harus tahu, agar kau tahu kabarku tak rasa kehilanganku. Ku kirim foto di mana aku, video call dan lihatlah aku, agar kau tahu kabarku tak meragukan cintaku. Aku setia, setia selalu ku buktikan, buktikan. Aku setia, setia tak sebatas kata. Percayalah selama kau juga tak mendua saat kita tak berdua. Kirim foto di mana aku, video call dan lihatlah aku, agar kau tahu kabarku tak meragukan cintaku. Aku setia, setia selalu ku buktikan, buktikan. Aku setia, setia tak sebatas kata. Percayalah.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo's visit to the United Arab Emirates last Wednesday and Thursday resulted in business commitments and investments worth $32.7 billion. Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in her statement in Abu Dhabi said that both the Indonesian and Emirate leaders discussed the progress of investment cooperation between the two countries. The business and investment commitments came from 19 cooperation agreements exchanged in Dubai on Thursday, November 4th. Minister Retno Marsudi explained that these were among the topics discussed when President Joko Widodo met Crown Prince Abu Dhabi Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan at Al Shati Palace in Abu Dhabi. Minister Retno Marsudi further detailed the business and investment commitments, including cooperation between the Indonesia Investment Authority or INA and the Abu Dhabi Growth Fund or ADG, INA and DB World Floating Solar Panels between Masdar and Pertamina Refinery Balikpapan, manufacturing and distribution of vaccines and bioproducts. In addition, various agreements made by technology companies from Abu Dhabi G42 with partners in Indonesia are in the fields of smart cities, telecommunications, and development of genomic laboratories. On the same occasion, Indonesia Minister of Investment, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia, explained that Indonesia provides an opportunity for all countries to make investment realization in Indonesia and not only leaning on one country. He hopes the $32.7 billion investment can be increased again to at least above $35 billion. Previously, when President Joko Widodo met investors in Glasgow on the sidelines of the COP26 World Leaders Summit, Indonesia also received an investment commitment worth $9.2 billion. So, the total investment commitments obtained by Indonesia reached $41.99 billion. In addition to investment, President Joko Widodo and Prince Mohammed bin Zayed also discussed issues in the trade sector. Both leaders agreed to a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement or CEPA between the two countries to be finalized sooner. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Sudah lama kita tak berjumpa. Aku rindu amarahmu dan juga tawamu. Meski ku jauh, tak ada di sisimu. Ku jaga kau di dalam doa. Sampai
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Selayar Island is a small island located in Selayar District, South Sulawesi. The capital of Selayar is Benteng City. The road to Selayar Island takes about 10 hours by motor vehicles from Makassar City. In Selayar Island, you may see some unique historical objects such as big ship anchor from China in Padang Beach that stop on this island. There is also Nekara from the Bronze Era. This Nekara looks like a gong with pictures of star, elephants, coconut trees, fish, frogs, cranes, and peacocks all around. In Selayar Island, you can also see the daily life and culture of Padang Beach people. You may see a fishing village with its activities, starting from preparing to go to the sea with various equipment to catching fish to how they process the fish from the sea. Next, you can see a unique Toa Bitombang village that is the oldest island in Selayar Island. The unique feature of this village is the house's roof made from bamboo and high wooden support so that the house stands above ground level with a high enough distance because the ground surface is uneven. Sometimes the front house has a truss with a height of 2 until 3 meters, and behind of the house, it has a truss with a height of 13 until 15 meters. The pillars of the house use biti or holasa wood with good quality. That's why the houses in this village remain strong even though they are hundreds of years old. This island has also smooth white sand like Pamatata Beach, Tanaira Beach, Lansangiring Beach, Taloia Beach, Pabadilang Beach, Rampang-Rapangan Beach, or Labuang Nipaya Beach. Besides the beautiful scenery, Selayar Island also serves a beautiful undersea panorama in Takabonerate National Park. There is a coral atoll with an area of 220,000 hectares, and it is the largest coral atoll in Southeast Asia and the third largest in the world. The beauty of the beach, sea, building, culture, people activity, and other unique nature and people is the enchantment of Selayar Island that is interesting to see and enjoy. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
berdua selamanya hingga akhir hidup kita. Indahnya dunia kita berdua, semoga selamanya Tuhan kau jaga. Ku harap tak akan ada dusta, biar bumi kan jadi saksi. Indahnya dunia kita berdua, semoga selamanya ku kan kau jaga. Ku harap tak akan ada dusta, biar bumi kan jadi saksi.
Bahagiatlah bersama kisah kita selamanya.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about memesan makanan, which means ordering food. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Terlalu Asin, which means too salty. This conversation happens between Kevin and a restaurant waiter at lunchtime. Kevin orders fried rice, and he complains about his fried rice, which is too salty. Let's listen to the conversation.
Nasi gorengnya terlalu asin.
Maaf, Pak. Kami akan ganti dengan yang baru.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Nasi goreng, which means fried rice. Terlalu, terlalu, which means too. Asin, asin, which means salty. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Kami akan ganti, which means we will replace it. Dengan yang baru, which means with the new one. Nasi gorengnya terlalu asin, which means the fried rice is too salty. Maaf pak, kami akan ganti dengan yang baru. Maaf pak, kami akan ganti dengan yang baru, which means sorry sir, we will replace it with the new one. Bagaimana makanannya, which means how is the food? Enak, tetapi terlalu manis, which means it is good but too sweet. In the dialogue, you hear an expression, terlalu asin, which means too salty. You can use an adjective to express the taste of food, such as asin, asin, which means salty. Manis, manis, which means sweet. Asam, asam, which means sour. Pedas, pedas, which means spicy. Panas, panas, which means hot. And pahit, pahit, which means bitter. Let's listen to the other examples of expressions about food taste. Bagaimana makanannya, Pak? Which means, how is the food, sir? Enak, tetapi terlalu manis, which means it is good but too sweet. Saya pesan nasi goreng tidak terlalu pedas, which means I order fried rice but not too spicy, please. Baik, which means all right. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Nasi gorengnya terlalu asin.
Maaf, Pak. Kami akan ganti dengan yang baru.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Wajahmu selalu ada kala ku memejamkan mata. Indah paras lukumu hadirkan sejuta hayalan. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku. Dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu, meski kau sahabatku. Tak mungkin milikimu, ku hanya mencumbu bayangmu. Senandungku berlari hembusan nafasmu. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan.
ini kau mengganggu pikiranku. Rasaku padamu meski kau sahabatku. Oh.
Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Jangan Ditanya Kemana Aku Pergi by Tuti Mariati. The song composed by Ismail Marzuki was popularized by Chris Biantoro in 1970s. This song is about someone who is forced to end his love story because his lover has hurt him. Ending the sad story and leaving are the best choice for him. This song is then remade by Tuti Mariati in keroncong music accompaniment. Alright listener, this is the song Jangan Ditanya Kemana Aku Pergi by Tuti Mariati. Happy listening!
Yeah.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.